Praise God. Good morning, everybody, or afternoon if you're in Florida or East Coast. Thank you all for joining us today. So you can see my beautiful bride is dressed up in her red Chinese outfit because we weren't here last weekend. So we're celebrating Chinese New Year today, kind of stretching out a little bit, and have some fun.
Gong hei fa choy. Happy New
Yes.
Year.
And with that,
Prosperity and health.
right. And that means Spock was half Chinese. Live long and prosper, right?
Although that was High Priest blessing.
Oh, we had lots of fun at church. So we missed last week. We're sorry. We were very, very fully scheduled some things we're dealing with. But so we got two sermons to give today, but I promise I'll get you out before Super Bowl starts, okay?
Yeah.
Just joking. Having some fun. All right. Hey, praise the Lord. Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We send your anointing out right now to everybody that they receive your blessing, Lord, that you want to give every person, that you want to bless everybody. So we're asking right now, you say, ask, we shall receive. We're asking to bless every person who's watching today or will be watching in the future, that they are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. So we're doing a series called Release and Increase. And we're going to go through a whole myriad of things because our goal is to get everybody ready for the coming challenging times ahead. Okay? Now, we're fulfilling the prophetic word that God gave Karen, my wife, Pastor Karen, my wife, and me. We're to encourage you to get past your past hurts and past your traumas. Any bad memories to make room for what God has to release in you. Jesus on the cross forgave everybody. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And we must get past this. And as we're talking to people, we're finding too many people holding on to the challenges of the past. Okay? Now, we're going to make room for God to release us more of His goodness and His divine provision. And God has promised us increase. So I pray in the name of Jesus that God increases us today more of His grace, His mercy, His oil of joy for mourning of any loss, more encouragement in place of discouragement, more godly wisdom for directions to move on, more compassion for those who've been negatively affected by any of the ravages of the devil. We stand together strong in the Lord and the power of His might, who has given us supernatural strength because we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So let's remember going forward that Christ is going to strengthen us, and in doing so, we'll be able to overcome all challenges coming against us. Now, there's a challenge that many people think that once they are saved, that they shouldn't have any problems. There's nowhere in the Bible that I can find it says that. Well, it says you can overcome the challenges. The bottom line is we have a devil in this world called Satan. And he's going to see to it that every person has challenges. That's his thing to do. I can't explain why he does that, but that's his thing, and that's how we have to fight him. So, as your pastor, I'm going to guide you to avoid making any bad decisions and learn how to hear God's voice more clearly than you ever heard him before. Now, as we go through the world, there's a lot of changes going on. A lot of things called AI. How is this going to affect you? Well, if you're hearing from God's voice, it really doesn't matter much. Because there's nothing out there that God can't direct you around. There's nothing man can do that God cannot help you through. Okay? But I'm going to tell you, take this to the bank, there are going to be a lot of changes going on. Now, I grew up in the infant stage of the computer era. And fortunately, I was blessed enough to get involved and learn that. But there were people who decided they didn't need computers and they were out of a job. So I don't know how things are going to work out, but you got to be attuned to what's going on. But speaking of computers, I need to give a little credit to somebody here. Y'all know Apostle Joshua is a computer genius back in the day, and he worked on Voyager. Now, Voyager's done way on and beyond what they ever imagined it could as they sent it out past into the solar system. Who knows how far it's gone? But I was reading an article the other day where they're still getting messages from Voyager. I think it was shot off in the 70s. 15 billion miles away. Can I get my cell phone to work a little better? But seriously, think about that. 15 billion miles away. That technology is still providing today. It's obsolete. It's past due, but it's still working today. Now, what's the point about this? What we're going to learn today is going to benefit you all the way through the challenging end times. Okay? All right. Okay. All right, so let's do a quick review of release and increase before we go into our workshop, okay? If you notice, the great heroes of the Bible, none of them ever quit. And that's the first one. Don't quit, but press on. Okay, as Paul says, we press on toward the mark of our high calling. We cannot quit. We only lose when we quit. Doesn't matter how many times. There's no three strikes you're out in this game. You keep going and going and going until God shows you victory. Okay? Now, release the past and move forward. This has been a big challenge for a lot of people. Because Satan really puts that thing in your mind. He knows how to do that. You remember when they did this to you? And I've heard people say to me, oh, you don't know what they've done to me. I said, well, I don't. But I know it doesn't matter. What matters is you have to forgive, because forgiveness is what you do for bless yourself, okay? Now, Philippians 3, 13 to 14. One thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal of the prize, the call of God in Christ Jesus. So we're going to forget our past. Now, once you got some paper, we'll do a little workshop today, or use your cell phone, whatever you happen to use.
Or their outline.
Their outline, that's fine. And think about, is there somebody that you still need to forgive from your past? Maybe it was a childhood hurt that you haven't forgiven of. Maybe it was somebody who broke your heart. Or if Pastor Karen and I have done anything to offend you, okay? Or forgive a political figure, or the government, or the company you work for. Your boss, your mom, your dad, your relatives, friends, coworkers, teachers, leaders, church, even your pastors, okay? You know, I had to forgive my coach a while back because when I was in high school, he did something that's caused me physical challenges for a long time. So whatever it is, we need to forgive those people right now. We cannot go forward carrying any of that with us. It's like trying to run a race against Usain Bolt carrying a 50-pound weight. You're not going to win. Okay? It's tough enough without the weight. When you carry the weight, it's just ridiculous. So we're going to go forward today, and the first thing we're going to do is we're going to release. Part of release and increase is releasing the past, getting rid of it, getting gone everything. So I want you to contemplate for a couple seconds anybody that's hurt you. Or even if you've done something yourself that you're still feeling guilty about. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are usually very good about forgiving. It's hard to forget. But if you don't forget, you haven't completed the forgiveness process. So you started it by saying the prayer of forgiveness. So some of you might have to pray that God helps you release the memories. Some of you still have them replaying in your mind, or you still beat yourself up. And during this process, the Holy Spirit may show you someone that you thought you forgave all the way, but maybe still have a resentment towards or still hurt because of them. That means that the forgiveness process is not completed there either. So let's think about it. If you walked into a room with someone who said something to you that was offensive, would you leave the room, or would you go over and say, hi, how are you, and have it be water under the bridge? If you're not at the water under the bridge level yet, you still need to dig deeper and forgive them in a deeper place. Maybe you said a general forgiveness prayer, but did you actually forgive them for the specific thing they said? Did you forgive them for feeling hurt or embarrassed or shamed or whatever the offense was to you? That will take you to a deeper level of forgiveness. Some people watch the news. They don't realize that they're offended by someone who did something to somebody else. You don't even know either of them. It upset you some way, shape, or form. So you might need to forgive the people you saw on the news, just in a prayer. There are third-party offenses with political figures. It's someone you can't stand or afraid of or whatever it is, or angry that, you know, your job changed a policy. That's a form of offense. So we're going to dig deep right now. This is a workshop. We are going to do what the word says, not just be a hearer only. And I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to show all of us, are there any unaware areas that we might have unforgiveness and not realizing it? And during this exercise, if you feel like, hey, I'm really doing good, then that's great. But just in case, we'd rather do it, not need it, than need it and not have done it, so that you'll be able to receive the blessings in the rest of the workshop. Okay, so we want to make sure that you don't have any forgiveness. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask the Holy Spirit to open the eyes of the understanding of every person who's listening to this teaching. Open up their spiritual ears and their heart to hear your voice, Holy Spirit, so that you will show them great and mighty things that they know not. As we call upon you, you answer us, according to Jeremiah 33:3. And Lord, we don't want to have anything that's unaware. And if there is still some level of unforgiveness or hurt or resentment or frustration or challenges, even with what someone is saying or feeling pressured or obligated, or there's a myriad of things that we may not realize that we have to forgive. Would you show us right now, Holy Spirit? Because we don't want to have any roadblocks in our faith bridge. We want all your blessings to come to us unblocked, freely running to overtake us. So we're just going to spend a couple of minutes just in silence, where the Holy Spirit could speak to each of us. So we ask you to do this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, real quickly, I want to give you an analogy of something. When I was in business, people embezzled a bunch of money from me. And also, another person has given me advice that's cost me millions of dollars. And I had to forgive these people. But I also had to forgive myself because I trusted them. I didn't go to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, what should I do here? So if there's any challenge like that, don't forget to forgive yourself in the process. Okay? And now that I've done that, I claim back sevenfold return what was stolen from me. But until you walk in forgiveness, it's very, very clear. And forgive yourself as well. Okay?
Okay, so we're just going to be quiet for a moment and listen to the Holy Spirit. Okay, so some of you are either getting a vision flash of a picture of someone's face, or maybe a news cast that you had seen that you were offended about something, or you heard a thought about something, that's probably the Holy Spirit trying to communicate to you. Write that down. And as you go through this process, it won't be just today. The Holy Spirit, yeah, probably the whole week will be bringing stuff up that you probably didn't realize. Even though you forgave someone already, there might be something else attached that you didn't realize needed to release.
And sometimes A leads to B, leads to C. You forgive one thing.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that ties to this thing here.
A chain, yeah.
Kind of, you see it going along. So we need to clear all this out. Because if you really want to hear the Holy Spirit going forward, we have to get rid of every interference, you know. Those old enough to remember the old radio days when you had to tune the radio. You had to get the static out and get it just right on the frequency. And that's what we're doing here. We're getting the static out just right on the frequency. So go ahead and take a moment.
Do you want to lead them in a forgiveness prayer?
Okay. So please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I forgive.
I forgive.
Go ahead and fill in the blank. And myself.
And myself.
And anybody else.
And anybody else.
That has ever offended me.
That has ever offended me.
Cheated me.
Cheated me.
Harmed me.
Harmed me.
Or done me wrong.
Or done me wrong.
In any way, shape, or form.
In any way, shape, or form.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
For the errors and mistakes I made.
For the errors and mistakes I made.
In dealing with these people.
In dealing with these people.
I receive my forgiveness now.
I receive my forgiveness now.
And I thank you according to 1 John 1:9.
And I thank you according to 1 John 1:9.
You're faithful and just.
You're faithful and just.
To forgive me of my sins.
To forgive me of my sins.
And cleanse me of all unrighteousness.
And cleanse me of all unrighteousness.
And I put all these thoughts.
And I put all these thoughts.
And memories.
And memories.
Into the sea of forgetfulness.
In the sea of forgetfulness.
And will not let.
And I will not let.
The enemy.
The enemy.
Use them to hurt me.
Use them to hurt me.
Anymore.
Anymore.
I go forward today.
I go forward today.
Being blessed by the Lord.
Being blessed by the Lord.
To repay my, to be repaid.
To be repaid.
Sevenfold.
Sevenfold.
Of everything.
Of everything.
That I was lost.
That was lost.
Because of these situations.
Because of these situations.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. Did you?
I did.
There was like this burden just lifted off of a lot of people. It's like amazing. Praise the Lord.
Okay, great. All right, so our prophetic word was God will increase all his blessings to us. Okay. After you release, of course, God will increase all his blessings to us. So now we've done the release part, we're going to get the blessings. We're going to move on towards our miracles right now. Okay.
Praise the Lord. So we want every person to be able to receive from God whatever you need. If you need a healing, if you need finances, if you need reconciliation, if you need a job, if you need more money, if you need peace, if you need to get out of depression, if you need a miracle, whatever you need. But we don't want to be Christians that are only focused on ourselves. We want to be people who are part of the gospel of sharing the good news with other people and reaching out to others and telling them about the good things that God has done in our life so far and being miracle workers. Because in the end of the end times, when there are no things that we need, we will have to get them prophetically what doesn't exist and bring them into this realm, so they do exist. So let's work on ourselves so that we graduate to that next level. Now, we can never stop working on basics, because that's our foundation. Whatever foundations that we've done at ABC Church, Healing School 1, 2, 3, School of Dominion, and semester 2 and semester 2 advance, semester 3. Okay, you have to start at your basics. You know, Bible college, all of that is getting the word in us, understanding it, comprehending it, knowing what to do in a situation. So what Pastor James wants us to learn is how to use it right, how to implement it, how to become such a daily lifestyle of having a miracle anytime you need it without thinking it's hard to do. That's what we need to practice now. Because when they say there's a drought and there's no water at all, what are you going to do? You ask the Holy Spirit and He'll show you, and it'll be created, and you have to create it. We need to get to this point so that we are not just survivors, but overcomers, and we are over the situation, and it's not over us. Because someone who's overwhelmed, that problem is a weight on top of them. It's pressuring them. But when we're overcomers, we have come to be over it. And it should be under our feet. If they're still challenged by some things and it's scary to you or seems too hard or difficult, get from the under to the over it. And that's what we're doing in this series and on Wednesday nights and 6:33 in the morning. We're taking 6:33ers catapulted, not just drinking milk, but now some of them are having ginormous breakthroughs of multi-millions of dollars and huge projects that are international. And yeah, that's just milk. I want some more of that.
Okay.
And, you know, when we learn the more advanced things of ABC, that's going to be even greater meat. But if you don't work the foundational to get to this point, then of not being afraid of anything, can stare down a fire, you know, can, you know, pray against it, or walk, you know, go through the flood, or have a miracle for your own self, or seeing progress of your own healing. Whatever it is, we have to improve. Wherever we're at, we need to get better. And it's not going to be good enough a grade for the end of the end times. So we want to get to that point where this is my goal. I'll walk by somebody and they'll just be healed.
Yep.
Because the anointing is so great.
If you help the hospitals.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, we talk about fundamentals. And I use the analogy of the athletes. I'll tell you, we have the Super Bowl later on today, and every one of those athletes, when spring training started, they worked on their basics. They got them down, make sure they were perfect. Business is the same way. Business works by percentages. So much percent has to pay the rent or the building expense, so much for electric. If your percentage get off, the business fails. Okay? I was talking to a gentleman one time, he wanted me to do a business plan for him. I said, well, your percentages are off. This can never work. He says, you don't understand how business works today. I said, I understand that 2 + 2 = 4. It's always been 4. It will always be 4. And these numbers don't work. It's not going to work. He lost everything. He went to this great place, this high rent. I said, you can't support that rent right now. But the percentage is off. The bottom line is fundamentals work. So by getting your fundamentals down, when you're fundamentally sound, when you're fundamentally knowing the discernment between God's voice and the enemy's voice, you know that you know that you're going the right way.
Okay, so this 633 didn't just get multi-millions of dollars recently because it was a one-shot deal.
No.
No, this person, you know, studies the Morning Miracle book, diligent every single day to pray. What we teach in there, those are ABC foundational principles, diligent to seek God every single day without fail. But also, there were some things that were stagnated and blocked, and so we need to work with that person to show them how to unblock that, and then manifested these multi-millions of dollars. So what we're teaching works. You know, like when I had a challenge with falling down stairs, I taught this last Friday, and all the ligaments in my left foot had torn, and they said that it would take a year to heal. And so I think we're having a technical challenge. Is there a technical challenge?
Mm-mm. Just keep going.
Okay. Anyway, sorry about that. So they told me that it was going to take about a year to heal, and I prayed for healing, but this is pre-ABC, and God had healed me of cancer when I prayed for healing supernaturally, and but it did take, it took a little less than a year. He said it might take more than a year, so it was faster, but then the principles that we learned that we put in the book are a daily lifestyle. You can't just ditch it and say, I did that once. No, you keep doing the daily foundations, and then the advanced knowledge that you get, you're going to build upon that. You can't build any building without a foundation. Mm-hmm. And you can't build higher if you don't have a deeper foundation. Mm-hmm. And so utilizing ABC teachings that we put in the book, with the experiences that God showed us and then the other revelation, when the devil tried to re-injure that ankle and it was sprained so bad that I thought I was going to have to call 911, couldn't walk on it. There was nobody around that I could call to help. My cell phone wasn't near me. And the Lord said, call on 119, like we, First John 1:9, like we learned in healing school. And I had to say, where was the open door that caused this challenge to happen? What sin was it? And I asked the Holy Spirit, and he said, you were rushing. So I had to repent of rushing and being impatient. And then I forgave myself from my heart. And then I did what we were taught. And in 5 minutes, my ankle was healed. So it does work. Do you want 12 months of healing or 5 minutes? So do you want to, you know, still have lack or get multi-millions of dollars? And these are real testimonies of what's occurring now with 633ers. And, you know, ABC 633, don't forsake the assembling of the body of Christ. So it's very important to make sure that you're at church at least twice a week, especially when you're having challenges. The first thing people do is back off when they get too busy. B-U-S-Y, being under Satan's yoke. And you should run to God and rework your schedule so you don't miss your prayer time. Rework your day so it's around your prayer. And you squeeze everything else in, because we need to seek God first. And when we do and seek his righteousness, he will add every single thing we need. And then you will have, you know, less stress, more time to do things with your family or friends. Your workload will not be as hard, and you will prosper even more.
So we're going to do the fundamentals. You get so good at the fundamentals, they're second nature. You don't have to think about it, okay? Now, what we've taught is the triple triumph of prayer method is more powerful. That's combining intercession, the prayer of agreement, and the prayer of unity. When you spend your time in intercession, and you're agreeing with somebody else with something, and you're in unity with the goals and objectives you're trying to do, there have been huge, magnificent breakthroughs. It's a wonderful blessing the Lord has shown us to really get things going. And we did a lot about that on Wednesday night, but we'll go through it some more later on. But the triple triumph of prayer method is to pray, affirm, and intercede together. You know, Titus 3:8 says, affirm constantly. These things are good and profitable. We use the Word of God to win. Now, it doesn't mean you don't do other things. But you speak over whatever you're doing. When God has a mission for you, you're going to speak over it. Now, of course, the best example for me is David and Goliath. David walks up there, sees this guy almost twice his size, and says, I will defeat that uncircumcised Philistine. My God, paraphrasing, my God and I will defeat the uncircumcised Philistine. It wasn't David by himself. He knew that. I come to you in the name of the Lord. He's got a little sling. Doesn't matter. He had exactly what he needs for that battle there. They had to learn how to use swords later on for other battles, but at that point in time, he has what he needs. What that means to you is right now, God's prepared you for the challenge you're facing. Maybe there's an illness. You know the word. You know, to use that word, you've been taught that word by ABC, how to overcome it.
That's right.
If it's a financial challenge, okay, you use the word to bless over things, then God will tell you what to do. Now, quite often people think, well, I just need to say the word and God will bless me financially. Well, I don't see that. I see where Jesus told Peter, go catch a fish and pay the taxes. He had to do something. Drop your net in the deep. He had to do something. People have to do something sometimes to receive a blessing. Now, sometimes it's just influx into them. And that's great. But we can't expect that. The key word is hearing God's voice and doing what he tells you to do. And that's where your victory comes.
Amen. Now, a lot of people have just gone through devastation challenges through the pandemic or even previous to that. So that was like another whammy. And the devil, he's just, you know, does one thing after another, after another, after another. People here in our state went through firestorms or fear of it. People have been going through blizzards, tornadoes, hurricanes, loss of a loved one, just terrible things. And it would sadden me, you know, when I would lose a loved one. But it also saddens me when I see someone else has lost a loved one. And how the Lord helped me learn to deal with that is to treasure the memories of what I had with that person. And God wants us to get over the grief. We have to choose to not let ourselves get into depression, because then the devil will take us down, you know, this hole, and you don't want to get into that. It's just dark and hard, and God wants us to come back to a place where we could build a new future. He'll give us new memories with the loved ones that we have now, so that we can continue our race and live a life that the loved one that has gone before us in heaven will be so proud of us when we compare notes, when we see them, because it's just like they went on to live in another state or another country. They're in another kingdom. They're still there. And we'll get to have a gathering at the great white throne, and then we'll be able to catch up. And, you know, it'll seem like a very short period. Mm-hmm. One day is like 1,000 years to the Lord. So choose to stop grieving. Ask the Holy Spirit for the oil of joy for mourning, which I ask the Holy Spirit right now to impart to every person that has gone through any trauma or loss or woulda, shoulda, couldas, or whatever you're going through, even loss of a job, loss of income. It doesn't have to be just a loss of a loved one. There's a lot of losses, loss of a friendship. Lord, just help your people right now that you are the balm of Gilead. Whatever people have lost, even loss of your health, that some people are grieving that. Lord, help each person right now to have the oil of joy to be saturating on them. The oil of joy for mourning, that the Lord is ministering to you right now so that you can move forward. And we know that what the devil meant for evil, God is turning around for something good now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Okay. So we've also talked about expanding your vision and writing it down. I hope you've all been doing that. If not, please take time this week to do that.
Yeah.
Set time with the Lord. Write down, Lord, what do you want me to do? Okay. And why do you want me to do it? Now, the how is different. Okay. The how can change on you depending on how things are going. But where are you going? And why do you want to do that? Are the two important things you need in your vision when you write it down?
I think God has a real big sense of humor, because I know someone who's very detailed, organized, very professional, has a perspective. That's the vision for the whole, you know, three-phase plan and everything. And I was thinking as we were ministering this, oh, that person has it all together. You know, how are you going to expand that vision? And then got a phone call and God expanded that vision to some other way that we would have never thought of, that is so creative and unique. And we prayed it forth, and we're believing God that a new door of opportunity does culminate, does happen. But it's like, sometimes it's like so beyond what we could think that get out of the box. If it's safe and easy, it's probably not God. So you need to go back to the drawing board. I'm asking God right now to show each and every person what is the expansion of what he needs you to do in 2025 that is ginormous, because we have to prepare for the second coming of our Messiah. And we need to get things done, and he's accelerating that. And so he's having you soar like an eagle, and it's time to take off. Don't be like the eagle that the egg landed in the chicken yard, and when it hatched, he thought he was a chicken. And then an eagle came by and said, "What are you pecking around for? Why don't you be flying up here with us?" And he goes, "Because I'm a chicken." And he said, "No, you're not. Go look in the pond. You look like me. I do look like you." Okay, so that other eagle said, "Follow me and fly." And he started flying. He had no idea that his wings could make him fly. He just thought he was like the other chickens. And God wants us to get out of the chicken coop and soar in the heavenlies with him to a higher level. And so right now, the Holy Spirit is showing you some things that might seem a little intimidating, like, I can't do that. Like, at first, I'm sure David, when he heard how big Goliath was, I could take on that giant. But when he was in front of the giant, he was, how tall is he?
Well, they figured David was probably under 5 foot, and Goliath's probably somewhere around 9'6", 9'8", something like that.
So he was like this high, as tall as like my shoulder.
Probably.
And Goliath was like as tall as
at least the curtain rod, probably. Yeah.
The top of the curtain rod.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
actually, his head wouldn't fit.
So if I scoot down like this.
His head wouldn't fit in the ceiling. This is an 8 foot ceiling. So he'd be taller than this room.
Damn. And look up there. Face to face would be very intimidating. Would you not think? But he knew the God in him. He didn't feel like a midget. He didn't feel like a grasshopper. He knew how big God was in him, because God helped him to kill a bear. God helped him to kill a lion. What else is he going to fear? Okay, let me take on the next big thing, literally. Because he knew it was God that helped him to begin with. Because we can do all things through him who strengthens us. You can do it. Whatever it is that feels too big, too out there, God would not put that in your mind or not put it in front of you if he didn't know you were capable of doing it. So today, I'm encouraging you to just go for it, because you are, like Pastor Joshua said, Apostle Joshua said last week, a giant slayer. You are everything that God needs you to be, because of he who is in you and he who you represent, his dunamis dynamite, lightning powers inside of you, and demons fear you. They flee you when you submit yourself to God and his word, and you fly and soar like that eagle. Amen.
Now, one of the main things to increase in all areas of your life is to keep increasing your spiritual wisdom. You know, spiritual wisdom like Solomon had. Remember, he asked for wisdom, and God blessed him with everything. Because if you have wisdom, if you have godly wisdom, there's nothing you cannot figure out. Okay? If you're hearing God tell you what to do, there's nothing that can defeat you in any way, shape, or form. So we need to press in and ask God for spiritual wisdom. Okay?
Okay, so it was such a phenomenal monthly meeting, First Friday Book Club. We really want to expand on some of the teaching that, you know, God is awakening us physically to spend time with Him in the morning, and spiritually, we need to awaken even more out of complacency. So complacency is a spiritual sleepiness, and it is what is attacking most of the body of Christ. So they are eagles, and when they get spiritually complacent, they act like chickens. They can't fly anymore. Their wings are clipped. Their vision is just in this little coop, in this little yard. They don't know they could soar to greater heights. But God is awakening us to a degree, to a level of higher heights, and knowing that we can take on bigger things for God because He's with us. And so on the back of your outline or on your phone, can you write down any areas that you sense that you have any spiritual sleepiness or complacency in your life? You might not think that you have it. But what about some things that you've procrastinated on? That's complacency. What about some things that you felt God wanted you to do, but it's gotten dusty on the shelf? That's complacency. What about somebody that God wanted you to minister to or talk to, but you were too busy or too afraid to not know what to say? That's complacency. What about spending more time with God, but you just don't seem to get around to it? So we're going to help you deal with that so you no longer will have any hindrances, and that complacency will not keep you from receiving your desired goals. So take a few seconds, write some of those things down. More of those things might come to you during the week, and that God will help you deal with it.
Now, this is where it's very key to hear the Holy Spirit. Pastor Karen and I have been given a lot of advice and counsel from people that were good ideas, but they didn't pan out. The answer is, listen to what they have to say, but go get confirmation from the Holy Spirit. You're able to discern more clearly what's from God and what is not from God. This is so important. They're not bad people. They're trying to give you good advice, but they can't know everything that God knows about your situation. So it's very, very important to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
So you need to go to God. Get confirmation from Him. And if you haven't heard His voice yet, well, keep practicing. Keep coming Wednesday nights. Keep coming to church. Come to 633 where we teach that as well. And you need to learn to discern if that good idea was a God idea, because if it didn't pan out, it wasn't God. Because God always does things that are successful. So since you've been trained with the Morning Miracle Book or 633, have you been able to discern more clearly the difference between a good idea that may be from the evil one pretender and it wasn't a God idea? A lot of people have told us it's an amazing amount of time. Have just increased amazingly, that they are now more accurate. Like one person said, they from a 1 to a 10, they're now at a 7. That's pretty high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some people are telling me they're pretty much on target every day. So it took a while, though. It wasn't overnight. And everybody needs a coach, because why?
Well, every athlete has a coach. I mean, the best batter in baseball has a batting coach that watches. Is there anything that you need correcting on? What is he, you know, what are you doing? What can we do? What can we improve upon? You know, Tiger Woods, the height of his career, was still coaching to learn to improve. Okay? The bottom line is that people can see what you're doing better than you can see what you're doing yourself.
Right.
And they can spot things for you. I used to analogize my dad when I was bowling. He could stand behind me and see how I dropped the ball too soon, how I do something else wrong that I couldn't actually physically see. Then I could make the adjustment because of it. Okay?
What percentage of your day? Okay, so you're writing down, you just wrote down, if you think you're able to discern God more clearly and identify when it's a good idea and versus a God idea. And if you need to grow more in that area, you need to highlight that. What percentage of your day do you hear the guidance from the Holy Spirit that turns out to be correct? All day long, we should be talking to the Holy Spirit. We shouldn't just talk to the Holy Spirit when we're praying. You should have a daily relationship with Him. You know, God's our Lord. Jesus is our Lord. What does that mean? Our boss. Do people talk to their boss just once in a while? Bad bosses, maybe, but not good bosses. They want to talk to their people on a regular basis, right? So, if that percentage is very low, that needs increase. Because you don't want to be like, what happened? The rapture happened and that, you know, what happened?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that we're going to stop at this point and really ask the Holy Spirit now to help us hear Him more frequently during our day so that we would be able to increase our relationship with Him and our success. And so, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, would you help each and every one of us to increase our intimacy, increase our relationship with you, that we're checking on every single thing, and if we're doing a good job of it, is there something else we need to do that we may not be aware of to get even closer to you? Maybe it's not just saying prayers, but just sitting and having time with a relationship with you. Maybe it's something you never thought of, but Holy Spirit, show each and every one of us now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you to lead us and guide us continuously every day, and that we have the ears to hear you and discern between you and the enemy who's trying to cause confusion in our camp, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, praise the Lord. All right, praise the Lord. We're doing communion now, so here the elements, fantastic, if not, just do it by faith. So if you know of any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
All right. 1 Corinthians 11:24 says, when Jesus had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So please repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you that Jesus himself.
We thank you that Jesus himself.
Bore our sins.
Bore our sins.
In his own body.
In his own body.
On the tree.
On the tree.
That we.
That we.
Having died to sins.
Having died to sins.
Might live for righteousness.
Might live for righteousness.
By whose stripes.
By whose stripes.
We were healed.
We were healed.
And I receive healing.
And I receive healing.
For every part of my body.
For every part of my body.
Take the body now in Jesus' name. In this name, in remembrance of you, Jesus.
I agree and I receive in Jesus' name. First Corinthians 11:25-26 says, in the same manner, Jesus also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Can you repeat this prayer with me, please? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That we can partake of the blood of Jesus.
That we can partake of the blood of Jesus.
That was the payment.
That was the payment.
For our redemption.
For our redemption.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's partake.
In remembrance of Jesus.
And I agree and I receive in Jesus' name.
All right, so our 20 affirmations. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Everybody ready? We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.